This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
They're fast, they're heavy, and it's about to get loud. On tonight's live feed, we catch up with Minneapolis rockers Busey. A self-described power slap trio, Busey took the stage at Ed's No Name Bar and owned it. I sat down with the band to talk about their style, their influences, and how they got that killer name. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this is Busey on tonight's live feed. We'll be right back. I'm here with the guys from Busey, and we're down at Ed's No Name Bar. They're going to play a show tonight. And you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves and let us know what you play?
I'm Dan. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jesse. I play bass.
Marcus, I play drums.
Okay, cool. So first off, I'm kind of curious about the band name. Is it any relation to Gary Busey?
Loosely, I guess. We're all very big fans of 80s action, early 90s action movies, and Gary Busey's very prominent, and I think we were just hanging out watching one of his movies, and it just, we're talking about Busey, just referring to him as Busey, and I was like, oh, that's a great band name. I'm going to write that down, keep it in my back pocket, and then a few years later, here we are.
How did you guys meet then? Have you known each other for a long time?
Yeah, I've known Jesse my whole life. He's my older brother.
Okay. So really your whole life?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And yeah, I've known Marcus for about 10 years. Met him when his old band, his high school band, played at the 400 Bar in Minneapolis, and I used to work there when that was open.
Cool. So you guys have been together for a long time. And then on your Facebook page, you describe yourselves as power slop. Can you kind of elaborate on that for me? And what is that?
Oh, it's a reference to the movie Airheads. Okay. They describe their band as power slop, but I heard that, and like we're kind of just a loud. We kind of fall apart at times, but it's still cohesive, and there's a lot of feels. We're still pushing forward, and. It's like lots of energy, but it's just like
really
can
noisy.
Get a little sloppy and noisy, but it's still I feel like it still works. So it's like, yeah, power slop.
And your sound kind of reminds me of another band from Minneapolis back in the day, the Cows.
Oh yeah.
Were you guys fans of the Cows or influenced by them at all? Or
we're all huge fans of the Cows.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that says that. I loved the Cows personally. They're just great shows, you know.
Almost anything that was on the AMRAP stuff is like...
Lots of good stuff on AMRAP.
That's super deep.
Cool. So what influences you guys besides other music then?
Action movies.
So we're looking for an action-packed show then tonight, huh?
Absolutely. I'm not sure. A lot of artwork. My wife's an artist. One of my best friends, Joel Genetto, he's done the artwork for both of our releases and our banner that we hang up sometimes. He's a great artist.
I don't know if you guys would agree, but like sometimes like personal interactions, I mean, some of the people I run into just...
It's funny.
Yeah. Just Dan was driving a bus not too long ago, and he had amazing stories about some people that would ride the bus and some of the stuff that they would say.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just kind of like a vibe thing, I guess, you know, how people can be.
Okay.
Kowski, Marcus Aurelius, Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Those are all my influences.
Let me see. Cool. So you guys had a full-length, you mentioned it, NAR? Is that how you say it? Okay, NAR. That came out in 2018. And then you had a single, Good Boy, that comes out in March. Is that right, or is it out yet?
That's the release date we had because we didn't know how long pressing would take, but we actually just got the records in today, so I think our official release will be next week for Big Turn Music Fest.
Oh, cool. So you guys are playing Big Turn then?
Yep.
Okay, nice. So can we expect like a full length to follow up soon, or?
We've started to record some stuff for that, so hopefully soon, sometime probably this fall. I think we're planning on having a full length out.
Excellent. Well, that'll be good to hear that. And then how about your writing process? Does one person write a song and bring it in, or do you guys all kind of work on it together?
He is the primary songwriter, but we do a lot of jamming too, and I think it's kind of like a democratic, everybody kind of has a say in whatever they're playing, but yeah, Dan is the primary songwriter for sure.
Okay, cool. How about recording? How do you record? Do you record yourselves, or do you go to a studio?
Yes.
Both, all the above?
Our single we just put out, we went to a studio called Future Condos. My friend John Peters recorded us and mixed it. I think it turned out great. Great studio. I have recording equipment at my house, so we record there as well. Our EP we recorded at a warehouse I used to work at. My former employer, I had keys to the warehouse, so we just went in. It was a backline company, so it was just full of guitar amps and drum kits. We just borrowed the equipment. I brought all my recording equipment into the warehouse at night. We recorded all the songs so like midnight to 4 a.m., packed it all up before the shop opened again. And my friend Adam Tucker at Signature Tone mixed and mastered that.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have a preference between doing it yourselves or going into the studio?
I think so far I've liked... I like recording us. Like, I like to have some involvement somewhere. If we don't record ourselves, I'd like to mix it. If I'm not mixing it, I like to record it. And it's like, kind of, we like to keep our hands in the pot at least a little bit at all times.
Okay, that's good. Have some of that control in there then. Yeah.
Fall to the ground.
So are you guys like on a tour right now, or do you plans for a tour in the future?
We're actually going to do a tour with the Ultrasounds at the end of March, first week of April. 7 shows. We're just about done booking that. But we're playing Big Turn Music Fest next Saturday on the 23rd in Red Wing at the Elks Lodge, 7 p.m. Then we're playing at the Eagles Club in Minneapolis on the 28th, and are lining up a lot more shows for late spring and summer.
Do you guys have any like fun and interesting stories from the road? Anything cool that's happened or notable?
Yeah. Not that I can disclose on the air.
Yeah, the settlement doesn't allow.
Nothing really. Okay.
Run into town regulars at the whatever bar we're playing at, or just like, I don't know, weird people. I mean,
it's your standard fare.
You meet weirder people driving a city bus.
I bet. Do you have any stories from that?
I have a ton of stories from that.
You want to share one with us? Or
My favorite, I wasn't even driving, but there's these two people arguing, a man and a woman. I was just riding on my way to the bus garage to start my shift. I don't know, they were just arguing. I'm not really sure how it started, but the woman was missing a lot of teeth, and she just started calling this guy a bunch of names. You're ugly, blah, 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 blah. Nobody wants to talk to you. You can just shut up. And he's like, I don't even know what we're arguing about, lady. She's like, you're ugly too. Who cares? And he's like, oh, I may be ugly on the outside, but my spirit is beautiful. And he's like, oh yeah, your spirit got teeth?
Where can people find out more about your show dates and your get your music and stuff like that?
We post all of our show dates on our Instagram and Facebook, at BUC Band on Instagram or facebook.com/BUCBand. And our music's all on our Bandcamp site. Our EP's on Spotify. Our single will probably be up on Spotify soon. But our Bandcamp is just BUC.bandcamp.com.
Cool. Well, I've been here talking to the guys from BUC, and we're down at Ed's No Name Bar. They're going to play tonight, and thanks for being on the show tonight, guys.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Busey for joining us on tonight's live feed. More information about the band can be found at busey.bandcamp.com. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you just heard Busey on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Tune in to the live feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.